It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The State Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsin is home to over 25,000 miles of groomed trails for snowmobiling. But Wisconsin's historically warm winter is proving to be a disappointing season for owners of the more than 200,000 registered snowmobiles in our state. So with record temperatures this week exceeding 60 degrees, the state's snow report says no trails are open. For a closer look at how the season is affecting snowmobilers, we talked with Brianna Crotto, who is serving as this year's Miss Snowflake for the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. WPR producer Courtney Everett spoke with Crotto and first asked how Crotto came into this role.
I was about 3 years old. I've been riding in front of my parents for as long as I can remember, and then once I got my snowmobile safety when I was about 12 years old, I was able to go out on my own and just kind of rode around on my parents' sleds, drove around with them a little bit. And then when I turned, I believe it was 15 or 16, I actually was gifted with my first sled from my parents. So I was able to go out on my own and ride with my family and stuff. And ever since probably that time I got the sled, I've become, that was kind of when I started to get more involved with my club. I was old enough to kind of go out and do more of the work. I always rode around with my dad, like, just doing trail work and stuff. But then once I hit that 16 to 17 year old age gap there, I was able to go out and kind of get used to the groomers and stuff and totally got more involved at that age. So it's been a long story. It's always been in my family since like the 1960s. So goes a long ways back. It's pretty cool.
You mentioned your club. I'm assuming you're talking about the Chautauqua Snowflyer Snowmobile Club, right?
Yes. Yep. Up in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. That is correct.
And tell me a little bit more about the club and your involvement.
Yeah, so our club started in the 1960s. My great-grandpa actually was the first president, so my family's been involved with that club for as long as I can remember. Located in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, we've got roughly 110 members. We cover about 80 miles of trail. And my involvement with the club has been mostly trail work with my dad. We kind of have our own trail that we take care of for just signage and stuff. And then I also have been learning how to groom and roll trails, which has been really fun. I like working with landowners. I have an agriculture background, so it's been a lot of working with farmers and stuff, which I really enjoy because we have a lot of farm fields that we cross with our snowmobile trail. Just things with membership, trying to recruit younger members. We're trying to get a chaos group started up there. It hasn't happened yet, but we're working on it. So there's been a lot of different things going on throughout the years for me.
What's chaos?
Chaos is the AWSC Kids and Adults on Sleds program. So that is for younger, or the youth in the AWSC coming up. So it's kind of getting them used to the ropes of what AWSC does and getting them more involved with their clubs in a general term. There's much more to it, but in a general term, that's where that.
Yeah, that sounds so neat. Now, earlier you mentioned the trail maintenance. What does that really entail?
So a lot of it is going to be your signage, you know, making sure that everybody's safe out there on the trails, knowing what's coming up, your caution signs, your trail blazers, your stop signs, all of that stuff. You're going to have a step where you're brushing trails and you're mowing trails. So brushing would just mean, you know, making sure it's clear enough for the groomers to go through. You're mowing, just keeping things down as long, so that way when the snow does fall, you can keep it as smooth as possible for the groomers, and you're not hitting branches and stuff too along the way, which you obviously want to protect your equipment as long as you can. And then after that, once the snow falls, we go out and we roll the trails. So what that is we actually have an old plastic culvert that we put on the back of the groomer. And that creates more of, like, you can imagine what a culvert pattern looks like. And sure. What that does is, see, it's on an open field, and that actually brings in the snow as like a snowdrift. And so then it pulls in more snow as the wind goes across it to kind of build up that trail. And then once we get more snow, then we can go across it with the heavier groomer and hopefully have the smoothest trail we can make with what we have. So that's kind of the generic steps of grooming and the trail work.
We're talking about snowmobiling with Wisconsin's Miss Snowflake, Brianna Crotto. The Rice Lake native represents the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. Brianna, more than 600 snowmobile clubs participate in the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. How does your role of Miss Snowflake support snowmobilers?
Yeah, so my role is basically I travel the whole state for a full year. And what I do is I get invited to different, I get safety classes, I go to club events, fundraisers, different, I mean, if we have snow, I'll go to like different club rides. And 50th, I was at a 50th anniversary earlier this year. Anything involving clubs and any event that they're having, I can go to. And most of the time a club will invite me to come. And what I do is I just go there. I see what the clubs are doing. I see what I can do from the AWSC level to help them out to improve their club. Maybe take some ideas from other clubs and tell them what other clubs are doing across the state to help them improve in any way that they are looking to improve. There's a lot to it. It's a pretty big job. It's a lot of miles. I wish there was more miles on the trail this year, but it's not happening so far with the winter, but it's all good. At least I can still go out and meet the people, which is my main goal of the year, because the AWSC family and the club members and the overall snowmobile industry has such a cool culture. And it's just fun to go out and see these people and what they're doing on a day-to-day basis all year round.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the snow lately. It really has been kind of sparse. So are you finding yourself, having more time than, to meet with people? How are you filling that gap?
Yeah. So I expected, there was a lot of people that reached out right when I began my reign in October, shortly after the AWSC fall workshop. I had a lot of clubs reaching out, let's go for a ride here, let's go for a ride there. Well, now they're, instead of having their ride, they're still figuring out alternative ways to have a fundraiser or a big raffle or something. That way they can still get people to come in, because ultimately they still need those fundraising dollars to make it throughout the rest of the year. And so I really give big kudos to a lot of the clubs across the state for trying to come up with alternative ways to have events, even though we don't have snow. So they're rocking it out right now. They're really, I've seen a lot of events that have had a really good turnout, and it's pretty cool to see. So
that's great. Snowmobiletrader.com is a national online marketplace to buy and sell snowmobiles. Snowmobiles can cost more than $10,000. How can people enter this sport considering that expense?
Oof. Yeah, that is tough. What I like to do is, I've been trying, actually a new idea I've had is to work with my local dealerships in Barron County. And it hasn't happened yet, but it's in the works right now. We're just trying to come up with a way for people to go out and just jump on a sled to try it instead of having to go and buy one, because it's very expensive. It's hard for families. If all four, like say there's four people in a family, and I mean, that's $40,000 at minimum. So you're looking at different costs and stuff like that. And it's like, we need to figure out a way to get people on a sled and try it without them having to go and pay for a sled because it's so expensive. So there's a lot of different people I've talked to that are trying to figure out ways to get more people involved. And there's a lot of AWSC members out there that have a lot of sleds at their house.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
It's not everybody's that way, but there are people that I've met that have a lot of sleds, and they're like, I actually just keep them around, so that way people that don't have sleds or my friends can come up and just snowmobile with me. So obviously that's not the same situation for everybody, but it's just kind of cool to hear those stories just because they want to get them more involved and let them go try the sport. So, but yeah, that's kind of where that's at. It's tough. I mean, it's expensive and it's a recreational sport. I mean, you look at the UTV, the ATV stuff. I mean, you're looking at $25,000 to $30,000 going out to a single vehicle, and it's pretty crazy, but at least we're just trying to come up with new ways to try and get more people involved. And even if you're not, I should say this too, if you're not able to buy a sled, there's so many ways you can still become involved with your snowmobile club. And so that's where I try to tell a lot of people, like, you don't have to have a sled to be a part of a club. Like, you can still come out, be a part of the big events. You can still come and help with trail work. You can still learn how to groom. I mean, that's something that the club covers for a cost. And I mean, if you want to get out on the trail and just groom, I think that's the most fun, honestly, because you're just kind of going slow down the trail, super scenic, you're out in the big equipment. Like, that's totally something I enjoy to do. So that's what I tell people if they don't have a sled at home, just try to jump in with your local club and just try it out. And then from there, maybe try somebody else's sled, and then you'll get hooked in from there.
Well, Brianna, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. This is awesome.
That is WPR producer Courtney Everett speaking with Brianna Crotto, the 2023-2024 Miss Snowflake for the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. And from snowmobiles to speed skates to cars and electric vehicles, if you missed part of today's program, you can visit our program page anytime, and you can find hundreds of morning show programs in our archives. Visit WPR.org/mornings. It's also all free. It's to stream, to download. And thanks in part because of support from generous listeners like you. Again, that program page is WPR.org/mornings. And another quick plug here. We want to hear your ideas for future programs. You can email your show suggestions to ideas@WPR.org or visit our program page to leave suggestions with a really quick web form. That page again is WPR.org/mornings. Thank you so much. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.